John 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." That's right, friends. Celebrating Jesus today and the salvation that he brings. Welcome to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, friend. How you doing? So good to see you. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, we focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and we also give a little dose of encouragement as well. And so I encourage you today to sit back, relax, and let's celebrate Jesus today on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the failures. Fill my life again.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you. I'd love to hear from you, by the way. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. You know, in the ancient world, a city without a wall was issuing an open invitation to its enemies to walk right in. When the Jewish captives returned to Jerusalem from Babylon, the first thing they did was rebuild the city walls. Working day and night, Nehemiah led the workers to complete the wall in an astonishing 52 days. Proverbs 25:28 says that there is a spiritual equivalent to a city wall that can protect a person throughout life, and that wall is self-control. A person without self-control is like a city without a wall, making himself vulnerable to all sorts of dangerous attacks. So guard yourself today on this Sunday.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
So glad you came to save us.
Magnifying the name of Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. James 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. You know, friend, there's something humiliating about the word surrender, right? Because ever since we were kids, whenever the neighborhood bully, seems like every neighborhood had one of those growing up, the neighborhood bully would always put us in a headlock and refuse to let us go until we gave up. I mean, we've resisted that idea of giving in to a stronger opponent, right? Now, that may be okay in athletics and military battles, but when it comes from to the spiritual life, surrender is the only way to achieve victory. God wants us to be victorious and successful in life, but he wants to achieve victory in a way he knows is best for us. And that means first gaining victory over our stubborn hearts.
As the more than anything.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength. My song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all.
So good to spend some time with you here on this Sunday. Are you having yourself a great weekend? My wife and I were just talking the other day about back to school shopping for our kids. They heard that, they almost had a heart attack. What are you talking about, back to school shopping? So, yeah, it's kind of hard to believe that the kids are going to be going back to school here in just a handful of weeks. But regardless, friend, I pray that you are enjoying your summer. And, you know, it's been said that there was a time when a man would spend a week waiting patiently if he missed a stagecoach. But today, that same man might fly into a rage if he missed the first section of the revolving door. Same man, but two very different responses produced by cultural conditioning. You know, the Bible says patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was the same in the days of stagecoaches as today. Amen? It's not the Spirit nor the patience that have changed. It's us. So today, friend, as we prepare our hearts for Sunday and for a brand new week, look for an opportunity to allow the Holy Spirit to produce patience in our life.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him. Because I know
Jesus. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. And that clock on that wall over there tells me my time is running out. Our time together is running out. Oh, good old time. But friend, I do thank you so much for your time today as we celebrate and lift up the name of Jesus. And you can always drop me a line. I love hearing from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. You just want to say hi, or if you have a song request, prayer request, or you just got a question or comment, I'd love to hear from you. Again, it's Joey, that's joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends that gets underway in the morning at 7:32 or 8:32 a.m. if you live in the great state of Indiana. But until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.